start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. Well, normally we would give you some kind of long introduction and all that kind of fun stuff, but today will be slightly different. I did tell you that I did owe you an interview style one, but guess what? It did not work out the way that I thought, so we ended up having bigger computer problems than what I thought. So I apologize about that ahead of time. But here's the thing, as you might know or might not know, I do host several shows on Safety FM and another radio station that we do some work with that's called Radio Big. So earlier this week, we did a main story and we kind of had a minor rant for a period of time talking about the marketing of safety. And I have been approached by multiple people to say that, hey, why don't you list that one inside of your Safety FM Mini or the Jay Allen Show, however you want to take a look at it. So I thought that this might be a good opportunity for us to come out today and say, hey, let's take a listen to this together and take a listen and figure out what you think about the whole thing and what you think about this whole conversation about marketing safety. Think about it as you take a listen to it. Now, keep in mind that this is our other show, and we do call this the Rated R Safety Show, so there might be some harsher language than normal. So take a listen, let me know what you think, and we'll speak next time.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show. Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so if you were hanging out this morning, you might have seen it. You might have noticed it. You might have seen how it was called, what the information was. Is your version of safety marketed wrong? Yes, you did hear that question correctly. And some people are going to sit back and go, your version of safety. Yeah, I did say your version of safety because that's what it really boils down to. Listen, I don't care if you are currently in a behavior-based safety system. I don't care if you're in a human performance system. I don't care if you're in a human and organizational performance. I don't care if you're in a Smith system. I don't care if you're in whatever system you are in, because that's not the important aspect. What the important thing is people making it home safe. That's really what it boils down to. It be it whatever format that works for you. Now, are some of the mental models in some of these formats shitty? Well, we can say that they are. It becomes a whole other conversation in that, but we'll talk about that here in just a brief moment. But in coming to this conclusion over the last few days, I've been able to interact with quite a few people over the last little bit. From the middle of the country, we'll say it that way. We'll say the middle south version of the country. And it's been, we'll say central, well, maybe we should say central United States. Maybe that's the better way to put it. But in going through and looking and listening and having the conversation, it's become astonishing to me. It's become one of those mesmerizing things that we talk about from time to time where people are looking at safety as the change-all, save-all, and so on. And let me explain what I mean here. A lot of people get hung up on the versionality of safety that is being used inside of an organization. So let me ask you a weird question here. And of course, this is going to be a very weird question coming from me. So think about that caveat for a moment. Can you tell me the difference between Safety 1 and Safety 2? I'm waiting. I'll wait for a moment here. Can you tell me the difference? Matter of fact, can you tell me the difference between human performance and behavior-based safety? Matter of fact, let's try one more. Can you tell me the difference between human performance and human and organizational performance? Nothing? Okay. I was just wondering. Now, some people will sit here and say, well, the difference is this, 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 and this. Okay. Is those the differences? Are you sure those are the differences? Because here's where it gets pretty interesting. Have you seen anything outside of a versionality of a pseudoscience where these forms of safety do exist? And some people are not going to like that wording there, and I get it. But think about this. All these safety protocols come from some versionality of psychology. Now, that's gonna make some people ponder for a second. So we're not talking about safety science. We're talking about a versionality of psychology. Now, think about this with me. I mean, let's go through it, because I know I'm kind of rapid firing here. But it is a versionality of psychology. Now, the problem that we run into, or questions that you might be able to ask real quick, is how it's broken down. And listen, at some point when you're going through all of these quote-unquote systems, thought processes, because when you start going through it, you go, well, I didn't agree with this and I didn't agree with that, but where is it keeping people safe? The way to get there might not have been perfect. I mean, let's just think about that. You could do the blame and the shame and looking at people and going, well, this is not the best way to do this. This is not the best way to go about something. And probably was not the right way of doing it. But was it incorrect? Was it not keeping people safe? It wasn't like people were doing it with malice. It was trying to look for a cause. It was a causal factor in their eyes in regards to what needed to be done. So think about it from that format. But going into it, what is the differential between all of these things that we're talking about? It's the marketing. It really boils down to the marketing. They all have the same purpose. Everybody has a quick approach. Now listen, the outcome is not to kill people. The outcome is to keep people safe. Those are two things that we know for sure. But the marketing is what takes place that needs to improve it. Because listen, we're going to fire Joe from over there because he had this incident that occurred. Are we firing Joe because he's a bad worker? No, because we're firing Joe because we are under the assumption that he is going to injure people. So Joe needs to be fired. Is that the right thing? Probably not. But it is in the marketing. Do you see my point here? So at some point, someone needs to be able to describe how a lot of these thought processes come out of psychology, sociology, and so on. And that might be the conversation to have. That might be on how we need to move forward in having these convos, opposed to sitting back and going, my version of safety is best. Maybe it's just, well, let's just really call it shitty or piss poor marketing when it's all said and done. At the end of the day, with the organizations that I get to interact with, my whole goal is for people to make it home safer. Maybe even better than what they were when they first got there. The other portion is if we can have a conversation about bee stings over fatalities, because that's the biggest problem inside of the organization, I'll take the bee sting any day of the week. That's for sure. But then again, I would sit here and tell you what the hell do I know. But maybe I shouldn't say that today, because I don't really feel like that one will apply too much. Seriously, 36 minutes past the top of the hour, Rated R Safety Show.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.